It's finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Gee, Ray, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a blowjob. Then who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now? No.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just
now. When will then be now? Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Happy Friday, myself, Andy, and Charlie. And nice day outside today, actually.
It is great. It's, what, about 80?
75 is all.
Down to 75.
Yeah, pretty nice out.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah, no, it is. It is actually
I love
perfect
this.
Out. Yes,
yes,
it is nice. All right, today's impossible question followed up by yesterday's answer. Yesterday there was a 30% chance someone will not date you because you have one of these. What is it? Top answer was bird. Correct answer, cat.
If you have a cat,
they won't date you.
30%
won't date you if you have a cat.
Well, look at
I'm
it this way.
Because of allergies.
If you are a cat, okay, allergies. But if you're a guy who has a cat, and you're a woman who's looking for a real man, do you date that guy? Come on, be honest. Be honest.
No.
Real men don't have cats. They have dogs.
Not without a dog or something.
They have dogs, or they have horses running through their living room. They don't have cats.
How did the bird get to be the top answer?
Well, they're irritating. I have no idea. That doesn't make any sense.
Have you ever owned a bird?
No.
Me neither. Charlie, you? Have you ever owned a bird? He says no.
I've eaten several.
They
poop
everywhere. I know that.
I mean, when
they're constantly cleaning out their cage and stuff.
When I buy chicken at the supermarket, that's sort of ownership. If it's temporary.
Yeah, true.
It's more of a lease.
You know, a lot of those birds, they have to put like a cover over them at night so they don't chirp around, right?
I guess so.
Don't they zip like a cover on them or something, Charlie? Make it dark, he says. So they don't tweet all night long.
There's got to be a way to anesthetize the bird.
So they sleep?
Yeah.
Do birds sleep? How do birds sleep?
I would hope so. They have to sleep.
They close their eyes or?
Yeah.
They lay their head down? What, they get a little pillow? What do they do? What do they do?
Well,
how
I guess.
How does a bird sleep?
Well, let's see.
Because they have to fall
bats.
Out of a tree otherwise.
Bats do it hanging upside down.
Well, like how's like a robin go to sleep? They get in their nest or what do they do?
Yeah, they probably get in their nest.
Hang out?
Kick out the kids. Kick them out onto the sidewalk. They lay down in their nest and go to sleep.
All right. One of those amazing questions I don't know the answer to.
I love nature. Can you tell?
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I had some thoughts I was going to have, but I'll wait. What
okay.
is it? Okay, today's question. Answer this on the RushToReason.com website. What is the number one thing people judge about your home? What is the number one thing people judge about your home?
Well, that's kind of a, what is it, outside or inside? Because my first thing is the lawn.
Oh,
the very first thing I look at is your lawn.
Yeah, I'm a
if you got
farmer.
A bunch of weeds or dead grass,
I'm nicking you.
I don't respect you as an American. And I want you to leave and leave America and go back to California.
And really quick said, and real men have real dogs, like a lab or something.
That's true. They don't have those little
yippee
dogs that you carry in a pouch around at
the
store.
The one I saw at Costco the other day in a stroller.
Yeah?
No. Real men don't push those in a stroller.
Oh, no.
If you're pushing your dog in a stroller, you're not a real man.
Yeah, the girls don't look at you and say, oh, man,
I want to date that guy.
That's sexier than a hot car. You know, I mean, man, I thought I wanted a guy with a, you know, with a real sports car. No.
He's pushing a schnauzer around.
I want me a piece, break me off a piece of that. I want the guy pushing around the schnauzer in the baby carriage.
Oh, okay. All right. So the lawn is yours. That's outside. I'm the same way as you, though. I judge by the outside of what the lawn looks like.
Also, by the way, people who have really bad colors on their house. But I don't see much of that. Most houses are pretty, you know,
I think
basic.
HOAs have cleared most of that
up. Yeah. Okay, indoors.
What do you look at indoors? Me?
Kitchen. But that's me, but I'm, you know.
Me, I'm just more of like the clutter guy.
Oh, I hate that.
I don't like the clutter.
I don't like a mess. If you're a slob, you know, then no.
Don't invite me over.
What would I judge? Don't invite John over anyway, folks. Just so you know, you will be judged.
I will not judge, I promise.
I'm not here to fellowship with you. I'm here to judge you.
We'll give you the answer at 5, but you can answer this on the website.
Yeah, if everything's a mess, I don't like that. So there you go. Well,
what
also,
about if they have dark green shag carpet with a rake?
That's pretty bad.
Back in the old days.
That's
you know,
pretty bad.
You used to rake that when we were kids.
Hey, what about if you smell cat? Come on, we talked about that earlier.
Could be onto something.
Do you remember the video with the cat and the the ceiling fan? It's so classic.
Oh yeah, where he hangs onto it.
It's one of my favorites. Okay, go
by
ahead.
By the way, look at all the options that are on the website. You can check it out there as well. And Ann's always good about putting those things up, and we appreciate it. So again, what is the number one thing people judge about your home? Answer that on the RushToReason.com. website. So we're gonna do a movie today, a new movie?
Yes, we are. Peter Rabbit 2, The Runaway.
Hopping down the bunny trail, huh?
Hopping down that bunny trail.
Okay, so we'll do that as soon as we get back. I unfortunately was not able to see Peter Rabbit 2 last night, unfortunately. Charlie's shaking his head at me.
Were you trying to hold on to your manhood?
You know what? If I would have seen one, I'd probably see two. I'm one of those people that if you don't see the first one, I really don't have any intention of seeing the second one.
One was very fresh. It kept the innocence, but it was funny. It was well done.
Okay, so we'll talk about two in just a moment. How's that sound?
All right.
All right, let's do this. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and do that. Extreme Auto Repair is next. Great deal on tires right now, folks. They have got a rebate going on particular tires, whether it be for your car or your SUV. Just call and ask out how that works. Don't forget, they've got roadside assistant to go with those tires as well. And they can fix anything on your vehicle, full bumper-to-bumper repair. It doesn't matter what it is. Find them at klzradio.com and look for the Extreme link there. And when you do, fill out the form and you'll get free wiper blades or a tire rotation. Their phone number, 303-841-1071.
Longevity counts for mechanical repairs. The factory-trained technicians at Extreme Auto Repair have an average of almost 13 years experience per technician. So at this point, almost nothing surprises them. After so many combined years on the job, they've seen just about every weird problem your vehicle could have. Even in those rare cases where they really have to dig, they don't give up until they find a solution. John Rush has been recommending Extreme Auto Repair on Rush to Reason for nearly 6 years now, so he's seen their persistence firsthand. They have a reputation for solving problems no one else could. Make Extreme Auto Repair your last mechanic. Long-time radio supporters, long-term techs, repeat customers. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/extreme for your free windshield wipers or tire rotation. Extreme Auto Repair. Promises kept.
Get a job. Avoid public transit. Listen to the radio. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush together with Andy Pate. And John, are you ready for a movie?
I'm answering a text message, by the way.
Oh, you're getting a text message. Let's hear it.
So one of these, somebody just texted, I can just imagine John prancing through Costco with his poodle in one arm, his Merce in a latte in the other hand.
Prancing. I like the prancing part and the latte.
Pretty funny, guys. All right, pretty funny. So I'm answering these. So go ahead. Yes, I'm ready for a review. Yes.
If you were the lead singer of a rock band, would it be called Prancing with Latte?
No.
No?
It'd be Rush.
It'd be Rush. Exactly.
Come on. Yeah. Ooh, there you go.
All right, there you go. Okay, John. The first Peter Rabbit was a surprising fresh take on a classic children's book. But can the sequel hold up? Let's find out in Peter Rabbit 2, The Runaway.
Are you the author?
It's really the rabbit story. I just wrote it down.
Look, Dad, it's Peter Rabbit.
I hate that I'm the face of this.
He's a little naughty.
What?
Are you Peter?
That depends who's asking.
Peter, stay out of trouble.
Told you he has it in for me. He was talking to all of us.
I'm talking to you, Peter, specifically. Stay out of trouble. Trouble. Trouble.
If that's who they think I am, maybe I'd be better off without them.
Is your name Peter Rabbit?
Yeah.
I was best friends with your dad. My name's Barnabas. You're a fierce bad rabbit, just like him.
Where are the rabbits?
Back in their burrow, snug as a bug in a rug.
I'm gonna live forever!
I'm gonna live forever, John.
The preview sounds good.
Sounds very cute, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right, well, Peter and his bunny friends, they're now part of a family along with Thomas and Bee.
Okay.
But at Thomas and Bee's wedding, Peter starts wondering, who is he anymore, right? Because, I mean, does he get along with Thomas? That's weird. Thomas and him were supposed to be at war with each other. Now they're friends.
Who's Thomas?
Thomas is the farmer.
Oh, the farmer. Okay.
Okay, let's take you back to the first movie
Thank
really
you,
quick.
I never saw it.
All right, Peter Rabbit was well known for stealing vegetables out of this farmer Tom's, at least. That's not his name in this, but this is the younger guy,
okay.
And his name is Thomas, and he's known for stealing vegetables out of his garden.
If I'm not mistaken, the first one was like half animation, half real.
Yeah, and it still is.
Okay.
The characters are animated, you're in a real world.
Okay, got it.
Okay,
perfect.
And by the way, it was extremely well done CGI in the first one. It is in the second one as well.
Okay,
all right.
Good to know.
And they were at war with each other, so of course you have a lot of shenanigans, a lot of sight gags with them battling each other.
Okay,
and
in the first one.
Yes, and
okay.
So that was a lot of fun for
so
the kids.
So they're enemies.
Right.
Okay.
But during that time, Thomas was falling in love with a lady named Bee, you know, and they all have British accents, of course. And now Bee kind of draws them together, and now they're all kind of a family. But at Thomas and Bee's wedding, Peter's kind of wondering, this doesn't feel right. I'm getting along with Thomas. That's unnatural. Who am I? Okay. He's wondering, will he and the rabbits be tossed aside when Thomas and Bee have children? That makes sense, right?
Yeah,
to worry
makes
about
sense.
That.
Yeah.
And also, is Peter just a mischievous bunny with a good heart, or is he a bad bunny?
Ooh.
He's not sure. He's not really sure who he is.
Okay.
Well, after a misunderstanding with Thomas, Peter decides to run away and find himself. This leads him to meet a fellow thief who knew Peter's father. And this is in the city where they meet. So the two bond, and Peter learns how to steal in the city. Meanwhile, Bee's book about Peter Rabbit is taking off, and a publisher offers her a huge book deal for a series of books on Peter Rabbit and his bunny friends. But will she become too commercial, right? Will she get commercialized, or will she maintain the pure feel of the Peter Rabbit books?
Okay.
As for Thomas, his big goal is getting his tomatoes to the farmer's market. Now, since he has now given up his entire garden to the animals, and they decided that at the end of the first movie. Why? Because the animals were here first. And so Thomas gives up his garden to the animals, but he has this one little patch that's fenced in of tomatoes. And that's all he has. The rest has gone to the animals.
Okay.
Do you have another?
No, just it.
We'll do it at the end.
We continue to get
good texts.
Yes. That's okay.
About you prancing?
By the way, keep texting. That's fine. We'll take them all day long.
Prancing with Lattes. I'm telling you,
this is
a band name. You should
That's right.
Okay, going back to this. Okay, all he's got is his tomatoes. He wants to get them to farmer's market. Now, there are tons of side stories. One of the rabbits named Cottontail discovers sugar.
Wait a minute, there's a rabbit named Cottontail?
Well, of course. He's bouncing all over the place because he's discovered sugar.
Okay.
You know, of course, he's a comedic character. You got these two sisters, Flopsy and Mopsy, and they decide, one of them decides, gee, I think I should need a new name because we're too much alike. Thomas and Bee, they learn that Peter can talk. Okay, they did not know this.
Okay.
I don't know how, but that's barely a big deal. Why? Because there are so many other side stories. I've only touched on a couple. In the end, Peter must discover who he is. Bee must discover who she is. Okay, is she going to be commercial with the books, or is she going to stay pure? And they all must discover what a real family is. And by the end, I wasn't sure who I was anymore. Okay, lot of self-discovery in this movie. I kind of got lost in it.
Okay.
All right, what works? The sight gags. Cottontail with the sugar, bouncing all over everything, clinging to the outside of a window on a train. He is just, you know, he's alive. You know, so I'm going to live forever. That's okay. The guy who's yelling that because he has downed an entire bowl of jelly beans, which were packed with sugar, of course. There is a sight gag of Peter walking in cement before and after, which is very funny.
Okay.
There's a lot of running into things, lots of good sight gags. The kids like those. Okay. Number two, the voice actors all did a terrific job.
Okay.
I mean, they were all spot on. Number three, the Thieves in the City storyline was a good one. That was a really good storyline. They could have focused on that and basically just made the whole movie about that.
Okay.
And number four, there's one good message of this movie. Stealing is stealing. Don't rationalize it. Because at one point, Peter tries to make the point, well, when we were stealing from the farmer, we were stealing what was rightfully ours anyway. And this other guy says, no, you were stealing. An actual good message. Good message.
Are we going to send this to the left?
No, they wouldn't take it. But they'll take the rest of this movie.
Just saying.
Okay. What doesn't work in this movie? Oh, my goodness. Too many storylines.
And he has you going all over?
Oh, my. Yes. Will B stay pure with her book or go commercial? Will they rob the market, the farmer's market? Is Peter mischievous or bad? Flopsy and Mopsy, will they change names? Thomas, will he be able to get his tomatoes to market? The animals are taken captive. The thieves, the city thieves, they're not trustworthy. The publishing company is too commercial. Ah! It's all crammed in, and I haven't even put in all the storylines. My gosh. There are too many characters. Okay. They got a frog in there that's only good for a couple sight gags. They have an arrogant pig, who, by the way, would have been a good character. They don't have enough time for him because they got 80 million characters in this thing. They have a deer who's terrific for sight gags. Could have done much more with him.
Okay.
They do not. The city rabbits, the country rabbits, the thieves, the publishers. This is like a bad Star Wars movie. Okay. Way too many characters. They needed an evil Sith bunny to start slashing them down and take out a bunch of the characters. Oh my gosh. This thing, it was crammed together. And it had this really stilted feel. You weren't just going from scene to scene to scene. They weren't flowing together. You were going almost from storyline to storyline to storyline. Yeah, ick.
Yeah.
Tons of liberal themes. Okay?
Stealing is bad.
Yeah, I know. That was the one non-liberal theme. You have lots of feminism in this. It starts with a woman pastor, the officiant, and she says, instead of you may kiss the bride, you may kiss the groom. And I know.
A little dig.
But the problem is they kept doing it. B leads while Thomas follows everywhere. Everywhere they drive, B is the driver. Thomas never is. Yada, yada. You get the idea. What they're doing is painting a picture of a totally feminized society.
By the way, maybe I shouldn't say this, but I say things all the time.
I like a balanced society.
I say things all the time I probably shouldn't, so I'll say this anyways. What's the first thing you think of when you see a lady driving a man around?
Wuss.
You know what I think of?
What?
He's not insurable, so he's in the passenger seat.
You actually think in those terms.
That's exactly
you think
how
in
I
insurance
think.
Terms.
I think he's not insurable, so she's driving because he can't.
Okay, seriously, John, you've done too many ads. I just want you to know that.
I'm just saying. That's what I think. That's the first thing I look at.
I think wuss.
Yeah, okay.
I do. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with a woman driving and a man driving. I'm just, you know, when I see that the girl is always driving and he never does, that's when I get a little, I'm sorry. I don't mean to fall into roles. It's just, yeah. But in this movie, it was all that role.
So all of it was that way.
Right.
Never switched off.
That's the thing. It didn't switch back and forth. It wasn't an even Steven balance kind of nice, wonderful thing that you and I believe in.
Okay.
It was just totally one-sided kind of thing. But it's much more than that. You've got, virtue signaling everywhere, saving nature, animal rights. There are many kinds of families, John, all sorts of families.
Yeah.
So a little dig at the traditional family.
Of course.
The farmer gives up all he has to the animals. He just gets a little patch. Think about that for a moment. So private ownership
doesn't matter.
Is incredibly de-emphasized, which, by the way, is the foundation of Marxism. All right, there you go. There are many kinds of families. Look, all this cramming of storylines was also had little bits of liberal themes weaved throughout it. There was no feeling of innocence in this movie. None. It felt modernized. It felt basically like nothing but virtue signaling stuff. Now, they didn't do it that a lot, but it was just here, there, And you've already got a movie with a zillion storylines. Yick. Okay? Number whatever. Embarrassing use of CGI with Thomas and the sight gags. Now, in the first movie, they only used the CGI with the animals. In this, when Thomas is rolling down the hill, toward the end, they actually CGI his body so it looks like kind of like, what's that? The agony of defeat with the skier going down the mountain. Remember that? And they do another one where he runs into a car, and it's clearly CGI of his body, of the human. It didn't work, John. It was just like, Now, the kids like it because, look, kids, you can jingle keys in front of a kid, and they like it. Okay, that's just the way it is. But you're an adult. You got to be there, too. Painful. And finally, there were too many adult references in the dialogue. Now, you know, by references, I mean make a joke that has an adult theme to it. I don't mean, you know, sexual. I'm just talking adult, grown-up theme. Well, they were doing it more and more as the movie went on. And during the first half of the movie, because, you know, I'm in a sea of children in this theater, which I wanted. I wanted to hear them.
Right.
In the first half, they're laughing a lot at all the sight gags. The sight gags were good. In the second half, they were tuning out.
That's not good.
No, they were wandering around. Mommy, can I go? And they're
Yeah, you don't want to hear that.
Right. They were wandering, just like my mind.
You do not want that.
Yeah, I was losing. By the way, if you're an adult going to this movie, please bring a phone. I know that at the theater, they say don't have it on. Have it on. You're going to need something.
Got to have some distraction.
This is pure pain. Wow. Oh, it's just all over the place.
That bad.
Yeah. Now, understand. Children don't care about storylines. They don't care about things going
together.
But if
there's not one there, they get lost.
They do. This isn't Finding Nemo, where you can follow it all the way through and you're engrossed. Kids aren't going to be engrossed in this at all. They're going to enjoy some of the belching or the sight gags and the stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But this is one of those movies, and I've told you about this, where by midway through, my head is banging against my seat. I can't take any more of this. Literally, I was. And I just like... Make it stop, make it stop. I was in hell. All right? All right.
Wow. Not good.
Rotten Tomatoes, now.
You've been on a good streak, though, so.
I have. The last several weeks, I've liked the movies.
You took one for the team this time.
Yeah, but you actually dodged this one.
I did
dodge this one.
Well done,
John.
I just.
You definitely don't carry little dogs in pouches at the store.
I do not, no.
Okay, so Rotten Tomatoes, now this thing was packed with liberal themes, it's threaded throughout. What do you think they gave it?
70.
You nailed it. 70.
I just guessed, by the way.
Now, think about that.
Because of everything you just said.
Right. And the Rotten Tomatoes
movie
reviewers.
Movie bad, message good.
The reviewers for these movies, remember, about 95% of them are not only left-wing, but they're hardline.
Yeah, hardcore.
I mean, to the left of Boulder.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, you're correct.
They seize city blocks in Seattle. Okay, that's what these people do when they're not writing movie reviews. And they still only gave it 70%. That kind of tells you. For quality for an adult, I gave it a half star. But general quality, I'm going to give it 2 stars.
Wow.
I mean, you know, there were a lot of sight gags for the kids.
Okay.
And those were pretty well done. And that, by the way, a lot of those cost a lot of money with the CGI. So, hey, well done. All right. Political, 2 stars. Just now, obviously, there was a central theme of leftism, except for the one right-wing point about stealing.
Right.
But they didn't do it constantly. It was just here and there. It was an annoyance.
It was woven in.
Yeah, it wasn't a tidal wave of it.
Okay.
Which, you know, there was another big movie that came out this week, In the Heights. I didn't go to it. Why? I did not want a left-wing sermon preached, blared in my face.
And they sang the whole time. That's why I didn't go.
Oh, no, I would have liked that. Actually, it looks like a terrific movie. I just don't care. All right? So 2 stars, 2 stars, and I'm moral religious. Once again, 2 stars. Even though it had, you know, a bit of a nice little message, it was, oh, man, was it clumsy. They tried to shove the message in at the end and actually, like, speak it out and preach it. Awful. Clumsy. This was just bad.
Why do they do this?
They do this because here's what was happening. They wanted this sequel to be more. They definitely wanted to preach their liberal philosophy. They wanted to weave it in and get kids to, you know,
sure.
follow this.
Sure.
The subtle messages are always the best. You know, Angel of Light is the best way to get things through. They were caring more about preaching a message and hitting every kind of theme that came to mind rather than having somebody edit them. The guy who put this together, the producer and the writer, are the same guy.
Mm.
Which means, who do you think gets to edit him? You don't edit God. Okay, so
right.
everything goes in there. It all went in there. And what they should have done, honestly, taking a step back, they should have made this all about Peter going into the city and getting together with those other thieves and learning more about himself and then coming back home. That would have been a simple, focused movie without all the preaching. And by the way, it would have been really good. And you could have virtually all the same sight gags. That's what they should have
done.
In
a better movie.
Oh, 4-star, easy. But they didn't do it. So 2-star, and that's just for kids. 0.5-star for you. I pity you if you are the parent who goes to this movie.
Ouch. That's painful.
Yes, it is painful. Let's put it this way. If you go to this movie as an adult, either John or I are going to have to carry you around the next week in a pouch.
Because it's that bad.
Yes, you're going to be a quivering mess.
Wow.
I thought it was pretty bad.
Thanks, Andy. Took over for the team for us. Franktown Firearms coming up next, and they're open all weekend long. Don't forget about the range. They'll also help you out with a firearm purchase, whether it's a new purchase or something that, you've owned guns all of your life, and you're just wanting to add to the collection. Whatever it happens to be, they'll take care of you. KLZradio.com, 720-770-7777.
Preserve your liberty, protect your family, and have fun at the same time. Everyone at Franktown Firearms has the same goal, to fire off some freedom seeds safely and confidently. That common goal builds relationships based on shared values and mutual respect, which makes Franktown Firearms one of the few places you can preserve your liberty, protect your family, and have fun at the same time. Because they maintain good relationships with suppliers, treat customers with respect, and offer lower tax rates, Franktown Firearms continues to sell guns and ammo at or below MSRP. But they don't only want you to buy a gun. They want to see you develop confidence through practice. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/franktown for $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free. Range members, first responders, and military veterans receive discounts in the shop, as well as discounts on all classes. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Golden Eagle Financial, where Al Smith should be joining us here about 3:45. We'll talk about inflation, how does that affect your retirement, your planning of, and so on. And you can talk to Al personally about that as well. KLZradio.com, 303-744-1128. Al Smith, Golden Eagle Financial.
Walk out of Al Smith's office feeling great about your retirement plan. Think about how you feel after talking to your current financial advisor. Worried that you might run out of money. Uncertain about whether or not you've saved enough. Confused about what sort of budget you'll have in retirement. Al Smith, founder of Golden Eagle Financial, will help you strategize so the money you've already saved will meet your future goals. Tell Al Smith how much you currently have in your 401k or IRA. He will show you how to make that money last. Reinvesting your nest egg into alternative tax-free accounts will preserve your wealth for the future. You've done well setting money aside all those years. Now you just need to know the next step. Find out how your years of saving will fit into your retirement plan. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
If we don't have integrity in our elections, we don't have a country. Kim Munson here. Monday, retired Air Force Colonel Sean Smith joins me to explain the work he's involved in regarding election vulnerabilities here in Colorado. Colonel Smith just returned from Maricopa County, Arizona. He'll share what he learned there and what is currently happening at the county clerk level with the voting machines used in the last election here in Colorado. It promises to be most interesting. That's Monday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m. right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Keep freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion alive by contributing to support the Kim Munson Show at KimMunson.com. That's KimMonson.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate joining John Rush. And John, haven't I always said that there are two states leading the way during COVID and that those two governors might be comprising a presidential ticket? What are those two states?
Florida, yep. And South Dakota.
Absolutely. Okay, according to Moody's, they looked at, you know, states, how states are doing in the back to normal index, okay, and how close they are to coming back to normal since before COVID. All right?
Okay.
Well, two states are actually performing better than they were before COVID, and a number of states are right behind them. Those two states are South Dakota and Florida. They're actually performing at 106% and 101% of pre-COVID strength, respectively. Okay. All right. Now, Rhode Island, which is kind of odd, but that kind of makes sense because everybody flees to Rhode Island around there. Nebraska and Idaho, they're all at 100%. And the other top states for economic recovery are West Virginia, 98%. Nevada, 97%. Montana, 97%. Iowa, 97%. And Arizona, 96%. Virtually all red states, or they are states that are benefiting from being right next to incredibly blue states.
Okay.
All right. Now, here's the interesting thing. Why would a state be actually doing better than it did pre-COVID? I got a theory. Because COVID caused people to run to the freedom states.
That's right.
And so you've got a lot of people who've been running. I know I'm one of them, running to South Dakota and running to Florida to do what, John?
Spend money.
Money. Exactly.
Yep.
Those states are actually doing better than pre-COVID. South Dakota, actually, their unemployment rate slipped under 3%, which is unheard of. This is post-COVID. We're over 6.
Everybody's working there.
Yeah. Not here.
No, they're not handing out free checks.
And by the way, South Dakota was also the first state to say bye-bye to the $300 a month,
right?
Right. Addition to unemployment. Gee, I don't know if that matters. You know, you tell me.
Yeah, it does.
No, John, haven't we been told by economists that people weren't going back to work because they're afraid of COVID, John?
I wish that were the case. It's not.
No, absolutely not. Every place that got rid of the 300, people flocked back into the workplace.
Yeah, they have to.
It absolutely, positively was never because people are afraid of COVID.
You're correct.
That was a lie. Mm-hmm. That's something that's believed by liberal morons.
Yep. Agree.
Okay.
Yes.
So correct. I just wanted to throw that at you. That is what's going on right now. You've got two states that are actually doing better than they were pre-COVID, and a bunch of states, they're all red or they're right next to heavy blue. So they've, you know, benefited from people running right across the border.
Right.
Those states are all doing right about where they were before. Just wanted to give you an update.
I know we talked yesterday briefly about Biden talking about the Joint Chiefs of Staff telling him that the biggest threat to the United States of America, national security-wise, was climate change.
The Joint Chiefs told him the biggest threat is climate change.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
That's what they said. Uh-huh. Now, earlier, I believe it was today, Trump actually lashed out at Biden.
Good.
And said that, you know, for the Joint Chiefs saying this, his quote was, he ought to immediately fire the Joint Chiefs of Staff for being incompetent. That was Trump's statement.
Yes.
And he's right, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely, because that's ridiculous. And have you noticed, John, I was mentioning this before. There are three things that Biden thinks are the biggest threats to America. Climate change, COVID, he still thinks that's a massive threat to America. Everybody else has opened up.
It's done. It's yes. done, folks.
Okay, and white supremacy. Have you noticed that everything they think is the biggest threat in your life is something that if people weren't talking about it all the time,
you
wouldn't know it was That's in right. your life.
That's right.
They have to browbeat you
yes.
into even believing something exists that they think is the biggest threat to your life. While meanwhile, your cities are being blown up by Islamic extremists or overrun by BLM and Antifa.
Yep.
You've got inflation rising to the moon. And, you know, let's face it. What are, John, let me ask you this. What are really the biggest threats and the biggest problems in people's lives today in America.
Oh, man. Well, and I had a discussion last night back and forth with one of the liberal listeners that we have out there, which I appreciate, by the way. I appreciate all the feedback and things that come in, you know, back and forth. But my comment back to, you know, climate change not being our biggest threat, I feel like right now the biggest threat that we have, and to answer your question, Andy, because I think it's one and the same, is this ballooning. It's not just rising, but this ballooning national debt that we have that is going to cripple this country.
Absolutely.
Including every single individual citizen here if we continue down this path. That's my biggest concern.
Yeah, but you're not making that up.
No.
You see, you can show pictures of, this pertains, by the way, you can show, and Joe has sent us this, Jersey Joe, pictures of the Statue of Liberty, right, and the harbor.
Mm-hmm.
About 100 years ago and today, and the water levels are the same.
Yep.
Okay, they're exactly the same.
Yep.
So with global warming, they're having to make something up and say that this is, you know, going to cause the polar ice caps and we're going to flood. With the national debt, all you
got
to do is
up.
Point at a number.
I keep the U.S. debt clock bookmarked on my computer where I can look at it constantly, and it rises so fast I can't even say the number that quickly. It's at $28,394,176,000,000 and climbing.
That's even worse to watch than Peter Rabbit 2.
It is, actually, Andy.
You see, okay, so you're
pointing... To me, that's a concern.
Okay, let's throw a few back and forth real quick. We got just a couple minutes.
Yeah, we do. We're fine.
Okay, I'm going to say inflation.
Which contributes,
by the way,
to
I agree
this.
With yours, but
yes,
you took it.
It contributes to this as
so
well.
So inflation is going to be crippling. And by the way, folks, all those government checks you got to get you through COVID, they're already worthless because the percentage that raised your income by, you've already lost to inflation.
Correct. And I said this to this texter last night as well. The policies and the things that are happening right now in the country, while the powers that be will tell you they're there to benefit everyone, including those that are the least, you know, those that are disenfranchised, those that are the least able to handle these sorts of things.
Right.
At the end of the day, every one of these policies does more to create a larger chasm of haves and have-nots.
Absolutely. Every time.
And I don't know why they don't see that.
You cannot addict major portions of your country to government assistance without making them helpless, whereas others are not helpless.
Well, Andy, including the whole climate change mantra. If we continue down that path, carbon tax, we raise prices, we do all the things necessary, electric cars, make people drive those, on and on we go. How does that help the poor?
It doesn't.
It creates a bigger chasm, right?
No, because you're fixing their climate. Oh. And that will help the poor because it's the climate in South America that's making them come here.
Oh, I see.
Didn't you listen to our vice president?
Yeah, she's dumb as a rock.
She is dumb as a rock. And that's being mean to rocks, of
exactly.
course. Okay, we just mentioned one. Let me mention another very real one. John, we are in the throes of a full-scale invasion.
Yes. Yes.
We cannot have millions and millions and millions of people pour into our country without bringing, you know, trillions of new wealth with them and not have that be an incredible burden.
That's right. You are correct.
Okay, how about another one? Oh,
right, you're fine. Go ahead, one more.
Two words, cancel culture.
Yeah, it's killing us.
We are literally silencing one side and making it so people throughout society will only hear one side, not the other.
That's
okay.
Right. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get Al Smith on. Al, thanks for waiting. We'll be right with you. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning, is up next. Who, by the way, works very closely with Al, because as you plan your financial future, you need to make sure that you're leaving things behind correctly as well. And that's where Michael Bailey and Al Smith come into play. So call Michael today, 720-394-6887.
Michael Bailey gives you a measure of control in the face of an unknown future. KLZ's Mobile Estate Planner considers you the only expert on your life, so he will ensure everyone carries out your wishes alone. Instead of exposing your assets to the whims of legislators or family members, your estate plan with Michael Bailey Law gives you the final say. You can't predict the future, but you can decide who controls your assets. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/estate.
A good shop is next, folks. If you've had any kind of a collision on your vehicle where you need it repaired, it could be something as simple as a bumper scratch from, by the way, I saw an accident on my way up the Towers here yesterday where somebody right here in the parking lot pulled out too quickly, pulled right in front of somebody driving past the little lane right between the building and the parking lot, and kawamo. Bumper's all messed up on the truck, and the other car is all dinged up. The fenders crunched, the lights are out, and so on. So,
not
hey,
good.
Doesn't
not
have
good.
To be on the highway, folks. This stuff can happen anywhere. So whether you're in either one of those situations, either car, I should say, Al Smith at a Good Shop can take care of you. So give him a call today, 720-541-7, or sorry, Al Sturm, I should say, at a Good Shop, 720-541-7697, or find him at klzradio.com.
Al and his team at a Good Shop advocate for you behind the scenes so you can live your life. You may not understand the complicated details of your auto body insurance claim. You just want your vehicle back to pre-accident condition in a reasonable amount of time. Once you drop off your vehicle at a Good Shop, they will take it from there as you are updated throughout the repair process. Al and Jamie Sturm earn OE certifications for name brands like Subaru, Ford, and many others so they can provide the parts recommended by your vehicle's manufacturer. They will work with your insurance company to replace parts that are best for your vehicle. A Good Shop wants to fix your vehicle right, so they contact parts suppliers so your insurance dollars stretch even further. Meanwhile, you keep living your life. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/collision for $100 off your repairs.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Welcome back. Myself, Andy, and Al Smith joining us now from Golden Eagle Financial. Al, how are you, sir?
I'm doing just great. I met with some folks this morning that heard me on the radio.
Awesome.
And they're going to be retiring and move to a sunnier part of the country.
Awesome. Good for them, by the way. Okay, so as we talk about that and we look down the road and there's folks that are looking to do the exact same thing, and yet Andy said a moment ago one of the concerns that a lot of folks have, myself included, is inflation, Al. How do folks handle that when they look at their retirement plan?
Well, we plugged some numbers into that, and we used 2.5%. And to quote Yogi Berra, predictions are hard, especially if they're about the future. We used 2.5%, but I heard recently that from May to May of last year to May of this year, it's like 5%.
That's right. That's right. But, and I think really the numbers probably,
they're going higher.
Yeah, Al, I think it's like 6 to 8% depending upon where you're at in the country and so on. That's my own feeling.
And they're lagging behind some other factors. Correct. So it's going to get worse.
Correct. But you know, to your point, you are correct. So you plug those numbers in, and I assume you can make those adjustments as needed. What does that do to somebody's retirement when we have inflation?
Well, these folks figured out they were going to need about $5,500 a month in retirement based on today's dollars.
Okay.
And it was going to be about $6,400 in about 8 years when they retire, and they're about 59, and by the time they're in their early 70s, it's going to be about $7,200. But that's with the 2.5% inflation. That's not with
right.
Jimmy Carter type or
right.
runaway inflation. But these folks, you know, God bless them, they both worked very, very hard. He worked in a high-stress construction management, and she's a registered nurse, so they worked very hard for a number of years. And, have some healthy Social Security benefits and a good nest egg, but folks whose retirement benefits are a bit leaner, they're going to have to use a really sharp pencil and some tight accounting on their budget to deal with inflation.
I assume, Al, one of the things that you sit down when you know you're talking to these types of individuals is looking at everything you just said. Plus, on top of that, you know, when do you take Social Security? Because they're, like you said, they're just in their late 50s, early 60s, so they've got some time to think about those things. I assume that you talked to them about all of that, including how long they may actually have to have an income through some of those, you know, quote-unquote retirement years. Am I guessing right?
Yeah, that's exactly what we did. The projections we were looking at showed a couple different alternative scenarios of when they would file Social Security. And we also, because when to file Social Security is not just a numeric thing, when are you going to get the most money, but to some degree, it's a longevity thing, and So one of the concerns is if, let's say, in the case of a woman, if her parents live way into their 90s, especially her mother and so forth, then not a bad idea to postpone to age 70. And on the other hand, if someone's family, most folks didn't make it, you know, far beyond age 80, then filing earlier makes more sense because you may not be around to get the later benefit.
Those, to me, are some of the hardest decisions, Al, that I think are there because, and correct me if I'm wrong, I know in some cases you can go back and, you know, maybe not take it and push that off a little bit, but typically speaking, once you've made that commitment, you're committed, right?
I've not spoken with anyone who has filed and then rescinded. I have heard that that's an option, but I've not met anyone who has done that. Most everyone I've met with, once they filed, they followed through with it, stick with it. One of the obvious disadvantages of filing early, age 62, is if you're going to continue working, you can't make more than $18,900 and some dollars before you start losing some of the Social Security benefits. So that's an obvious concern if you're thinking about filing early. And so a healthy percentage of people seem to file at a full retirement age, which is between 66 and 67, depending on your actual age. But a lot of things to sit down, and this couple I'm thinking of is moving to a sunnier state that has no income tax.
So nice.
They're rather pleased about
that.
Yeah,
not a bad choice. Okay, so is there ever a time, Al, where, because I think, what's the latest you can take Social Security? 72, 71, what is the number?
Well, you could wait beyond age 70, but there are no increases.
I see. Okay.
In other words, somebody postponed to age 72, their benefits wouldn't be any higher than age 70.
Ah, okay.
And they don't make up those back benefits, you've just sort of lost it. So age 70 is the longest that anyone should postpone, and the growth of that between filing at full retirement age versus age 70, it grows 8% each year.
So if you can, make sure I'm hearing this correctly, if you're healthy, you look down the road, you think, yeah, my son looks to me, and I know nobody has a crystal ball, like Yogi Berra said, nobody knows exactly what the future holds, but if things look good and it looks like you're going to have a pretty decent future and quite a few more years under your belt, maybe you do wait until you're in your late 60s or early 70s. Or 70, I should say.
Yeah, age 70, it's not a bad idea to postponing then, provided that you're either going to work till 70 or you have adequate income to carry you through to age 70. One of the other big advantages is if at age 70 a high percentage of your total income is coming from Social Security, you may be paying very little or sometimes even zero in federal income tax.
Go ahead, Andy, go ahead.
It all depends on how much other income that you have coming in.
Hey, Al, let's get back to inflation for just a moment here.
Sure, Andy.
Well, it just seems to me that people are entering into something they haven't entered into for a long time. Inflation is heading into very high levels, but this is coming on the heels of decades of virtually no inflation. Doesn't that kind of make you feel that a lot of people are going to be very unrealistic?
Good question.
In how they're handling their money and setting up their future, because they were so used to, 2% a year. We're heading into 6.
No, you're absolutely right. And there are some younger people. I met with a gentleman recently, and he was a really good saver, and he has a son who's in his 30s that's single and making good money. And he asked him, are you doing a good job saving? And this young man said he's saving 40% of his income. And his father said, oh, I don't need to give you any advice. But there's a lot of younger people who are going to Starbucks 5 or 6 times a week, and every 9 months they're dropping $1,100 for the newest iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And if they had a major car breakdown, they'd have to borrow money to pay for a $1,200 repair.
Yeah.
Versus having a nest egg.
Right.
Oh, yeah, and a lot of repairs on their house. What used to cost $500 suddenly costs $1,000.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, absolutely right. I know someone who's going to have their home painted, and because it's been a number of years since it's painted, there are a lot of places where the wood has rotted and so forth, and we all know what the price of lumber has gone to, not to mention the price of labor to do those repairs. And so the normally a $7,000 paint job on a big house is now $10,000.
That's right. You guys are correct. All right. How do folks get a hold of you, Al? They need to sit down and discuss some of these things. And by the way, I would do that sooner than later, all of you that are listening. Al, how do they get a hold of you?
They can contact my office at 303-744-1128. I'm sponsoring the Joy International Golf Tournament. I'm not the only sponsor, but it's tomorrow at Raccoon Creek in the afternoon. And also, anyone who signs up for a consultation with me between now and August 1st will receive not only my book, 18 Holes to Retirement, but a golf shirt.
Awesome. Al, it's always a joy having you. I love seeing you on Wednesdays as well. Have a great weekend and a great time at the tournament tomorrow.
You also, John, have a great weekend once you're not working. I guess that's Sunday.
You got it. Al, thank you as always, man. I appreciate it, sir.
God bless you, John.
You betcha. God bless you, too. Take care. Nova's Auto Glass coming up next. And I say this all the time, and all of you, I shouldn't say all, but a lot of you will respond to this, and I appreciate that. If you would like the windshield bandages, the protective devices where if you get a chip or a crack, you can put this little sticker on if you would. It's what it is. And it protects that crack and chip from debris and makes the repair easier and will make the repair actually last longer and be stronger. You can do that by going to klzradio.com, look for Novus, fill out the form, and we'll send those to you. Now, if you need repair or replacement of anything glass-related on your car, just go to rushtoreason.com, look for Novus, find a location near you. They work with all insurance companies, and please tell them you heard them on Rush to Reason.
As the inventor of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass saves you money by repairing chips and cracks whenever possible. With their patented glass repair technology, Novus can tackle tougher cracks than the competition. In some cases, they can repair cracks up to a foot long, but you have a much better chance at a repair by acting fast. Something as simple as going through a car wash could make your little chip or crack irreparable. For KLZ listeners only, Novus will send you a packet of protective windshield stickers for free. Little pieces of specially designed tape to cover any chips or cracks as soon as they appear, like a bandage for your glass. Request your free windshield patches now at klzradio.com/glass. No matter what sort of damage you're dealing with, there's never any risk with a Novus repair. Should your windshield repair fail, they will credit the cost toward a replacement. klzradio.com/glass.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, that's about it for this first hour. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, of course. We're going to be back another full 2 hours, actually, today. The next hour, we're going to do movie rental reviews, and it'll be movies from the 2000s.
That's right, from 2000 through 2009.
And there's a lot actually in there, so we'll come back and do that. Again, if you're listening to the... Well, actually, you won't be listening to the replay hour because we're going to do the 4 o'clock hour at 6 o'clock. So, hey, have a great weekend if you are listening to us now. We'll be back, though. Another couple hours coming your way. This is myself and Andy Pate, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.